Welcome to Jesus and Coffee. This episode actually kicks off season two. And I'm so excited about season two because we're going to have some real conversations with real people who really love God, but who also are not afraid to be transparent about things that they go through. One thing that I realized early on in my walk with Christ was that in the beginning, I was a little bit fearful about, representing God or representing the kingdom, because people that I looked at that were representatives of the kingdom or Christ seemed to have it all together. They seemed to have it all figured out. They seemed to have perfected life and all things were good on their end, right? And I'm sitting over here like, yo, I'm praying all the time. I'm writing, I'm reading my Bible, I'm going to church, and I'm not perfect and I don't have a perfect life. So I must be doing something wrong. And the truth is, you never are perfect. You know, it's never always all right. There are always trials. There are always valleys, and there's always stuff you got to go through, right? It just is what it is. So season two of Jesus and Coffee is us having conversations with people that don't mind saying, ish got messy. And these are the things that I've struggled with, and this is how I came through them, because I believe that we're better together. So in this episode, we're going to talk to Gugu Atkins, and she's going to kick off season two, and we're going to talk to her for the next three episodes, and then you'll be able to find the entire interview on YouTube. So that's how season two of Jesus and Coffee is going to go. We'll break down the interviews into podcast episodes, and then you'll be able to find the whole video on YouTube at the end of that podcast series. So welcome to season two, episode one, featuring Gugu Atkins. Today, I'm joined by my good sis, Gugu. Many people may know you for styling your sisters, Erica and Tina.
Yes.
I want to ask you, how do you stay true to yourself? You know, social media is constantly urging us to be like other people. And of course, when you're representing Christianity and walking with God, you may have the urge to want to always look like you've got it all together.
Beasley, I never subscribe to being that other thing. Like, I make this joke with one of my girlfriends. She's so lily white. And that's genuinely how she is. She's not like self-righteous. She's just always been just a sweet, good girl. And I said, I commit all my sins in public. So the reason why I said that is because I saw, like, traveling with my sisters, I saw early on, you know, how much people had to say. And I was just like, well, if I walk into that kind of space, I'm going to walk into the space being exactly how I am. I'm not going to allow you the opportunity to come in and tell me how to run my life. So it may be a little prickly in the beginning, but you got to teach people how to deal with you and how to, you know, maneuver around you. I see people like the OGs, like I see Whoopi Goldberg and just different people. It's like, you don't waltz up on them and just being Denzel. You don't deal with them. And I think sometimes earlier in people's careers, they don't know. They just think that they're being a representative, you know, whatever. And I was just like, I'm not going to do that. And I'm going to ask God to show me a way to be exactly who I am, to say exactly what I feel. Not to say that my sisters weren't, but you know, you have the powers that be. You have all these executives, you have bishops and stuff and leaders that you grew up under, and you want to honor them, and you don't realize that you're kind of appeasing so many different people until kind of you can get lost in that. And so gratefully, I was able to kind of see that. And sometimes people, they go through that in the beginning and then they come out of it and we think they turned into whatever, whatever, whatever. It's just like, no, they sick of y'all. Like, they sick of all these opinions. If whatever you're going to think of me, think it now. I'm not going to be everything that you guys want me to be. I'm going to be Gugu. And if that works for you, cool. If not, pray for me.
And how do you deal with people, the trolls, you know, whether they're trolling on social media or trolling in real life, there has to be a time or two where somebody hits something. And,
yeah.
And when that happens, you know, how do you navigate that?
Yeah, so when somebody sent me a picture of my ex-boyfriend's penis, that's when it got really, it got really weird. It's crazy because when that happened, it kind of made me a little like anxious about like, oh my God, I don't want to check my DMs. I don't want to, you know, and people don't realize that people deal with this sort of thing or whatever. But I remember early on when the Mary Mary show first aired, I would get a lot of stuff from people. Like, for whatever reason, when people see that you're strong, they like to pick on you. For one, I think there's admiration there, but then they feel like nothing is going to hurt you, so they can pick on you. I block them. I make sure like stuff that people saying ain't true. Like, I delete people. I pray about it. I get off social media. I fast. And I think that if we don't have strategies in order to combat these things, then it will take us under. A lot of celebrities losing it on social media and stuff. And I'm like, no, it's time for me to just get off. It's not time for me to lose it. Because you have people that are just mad that you are who you are, and what you have reminds them of what they don't have. And jealousy is the notion that if you have it, you got it at the expense of me getting it. So if you got a man, or if you got $1 million, God ain't got another man or another $1 million to give me. So let me be mad at these.
Oh, that was good. We're going to continue this conversation next week on Jesus and Coffee, Season 2, Episode 2. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for just allowing this conversation today. Thank you for bringing together two women that love you and want to advance your kingdom. Thank you for everyone that is tuned in today, that Lord, that you would make a way out of no way for them, Lord, that you would help them to see the good in every space that they're encountering right now, Lord, that no matter what they are facing, they are not facing it alone, and that you have even this figured out. Lord, I just thank you that you are aligning us with people that will push our purpose forward. Lord, people that have are able to see us the way that you do, Lord. Lord, that we know that we're not perfect, and that we will fall and we will fail and we will make errors, and that mistakes will be had, and that we'll continue to rise up again, Lord. But help us to see ourselves as overcomers, as survivors, as victors. Help us to not see ourselves as our worst mistake. Lord, we know that there will be troubles that we will face in this world, Lord, and we know that you send us people to band with us because iron sharpens iron. And I hope that is what this series does. Lord, thank you for Jesus and Coffee. Thank you for everyone in the sound of my voice. Thank you for your mercy and your grace. Thank you for the love that is unconditional that you pour out onto us so that we may try to do that for others. Lord, I thank you that you are aligning us with the people that we need in order for the doors to open, that we'll walk through, that we'll continue to give our yeses to you. Thank you for all that you have done, all that you will continue to do, and all that is ahead. In Jesus' name, amen. Follow us on the new Instagram page, Al. And of course, on YouTube, Jesus and Coffee with BZ Baby everywhere. Later.